Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Buddy Bradford. Batting second. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting third. The first baseman, Gail Hopkins. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Pete Ward. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Carlos May. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bill Melton. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ron Hansen. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ed Hairman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tommy John. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Tommy John. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting second. The second baseman, Dave Nelson. Batting third. The right fielder, Ken Harrelson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Tony Horton. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Cap Peterson. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Larry Brown. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Eddie Leon. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ken Suarez. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Luis Tiant. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Luis Tiant. And now, play ball. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, White Sox. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gail Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins takes first base on ball four. Aparicio moves to second. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards first. Horton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ward for the out. Aparicio moves to third. Hopkins moves to second. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is walked intentionally. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brown fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal hits a line drive into center field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Leon fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ed Hairman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Horton fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hairman moves to third. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tiant fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Tiant. Hairman scores. John moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, White Sox. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Bradford takes first base on ball 4. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Leon fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Cap Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson strikes out. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground between third and short. The ball bounces off Ward, and towards Aparicio, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hopkins hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, White Sox. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-1 in the game. Ward is called out on strikes. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. May hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-1 in the game. Melton is hit by the pitch. May moves to second. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Leon fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon takes first base on ball 4. Ken Suarez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suarez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Luis Tiant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tiant is hit by the pitch. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0-for-1 in the game. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0-for-1 in the game. Hermann strikes out. One out. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. John is called out on strikes. Two outs. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Bradford is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dave Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson is 0-for-1 in the game. Nelson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. one out. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 1 in the game. Harrelson hits a line drive to left field. Melton throws towards Hansen. Hansen fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Hansen. Harrelson moves to second. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 1 in the game. Horton hits a fly ball into right field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cap Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson is 0 for 1 in the game. Peterson takes first base on ball 4. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Aparicio strikes out. One out. Gail Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hopkins takes first base on ball 4. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 2 in the game. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brown fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. May takes first base on ball 4. Ward moves to second. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Melton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Leon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken Suarez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suarez is 0 for 1 in the game. Suarez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Leon moves to second. Luis Tiant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tiant is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Tiant hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Leon moves to third. Two outs. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0 for 2 in the game. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hopkins scoops it up and throws to first, with John covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hansen hits a fly ball into center field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0 for 2 in the game. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards first. Horton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hermann for the out. Two outs. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. John strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dave Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson is 0 for 2 in the game. Nelson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Harrelson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Nelson moves to third. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-2 in the game. Horton hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Hopkins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cap Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Peterson takes first base on ball 4. Harrelson moves to second. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-2 in the game. Brown hits a fly ball into right field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Nelson tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-1, White Sox. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Leon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Bradford strikes out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a fly ball into left field. Peterson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and two walks. He's got one RBI. Hopkins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-3 in the game. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Tiant fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hopkins moves to second. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. May takes first base on ball 4. Hopkins moves to third. Ward moves to second. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Melton hits a fly ball into left field. Peterson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Suarez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suarez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Suarez hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hopkins scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Suarez for the out. One out. Luis Tiant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tiant is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Tiant is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0-for-3 in the game. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dave Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Nelson hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Herman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0 for 3 in the game. Hermann hits a line drive into center field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. John hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Tiant fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Harrelson hits a fly ball into center field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 3 in the game. Horton takes first base on ball 4. Cap Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Peterson hits a fly ball into left field. Melton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Brown strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Bradford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Leon fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Aparicio bunts towards the mound. Tiant fields it and throws to first for the out. Bradford moves to second. One out. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and two walks. He's got one RBI. Hopkins takes first base on ball 4. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Ward strikes out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and three walks. May strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Berry now playing left field. Bill Melton now playing third base. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Leon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chuck Hinton pinch hits for Ken Suarez. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Richie Sheinblum pinch hits for Luis Tiant. Richie Sheinblum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheinblum takes first base on ball 4. Leon moves to second. Wilbur Wood now pitching. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Cardenal hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Leon scores. Sheinblum moves to second. It's 3-2, White Sox. Dave Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Nelson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Sheinblum trying to get to home. Berry throws the ball into Hermann who tags Sheinblum, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Cardenal moves to second. Two outs. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Harrelson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cardinal scores. Nelson moves to third. It's White Sox, 3, Indians, 3. Jack Hamilton now pitching. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Duke Sims now catching. Ron Law now pitching. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Melton hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Nelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0-for-4 in the game. Hermann hits a fly ball into center field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Frank Baker pinch hits for Cap Peterson. Frank Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Hermann fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Leon hits a line drive into right field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Baker now playing left field. Walt Williams pinch hits for Jack Hamilton. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Bradford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Nelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Williams moves to second. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a line drive towards first. Horton catches it and throws to second to double up Williams. Cisco Carlos now pitching. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 4, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.